Our first guest, mostly, I mean, Senator Katowski is in studio. He's now the president and CEO of ChildServe, helping kids reach happier and healthier lives.
Yes, thank you.
And I have to get to both of you. You both get up early. Annabella Vall joins us on the line. Anna, who, of course, is the extraordinary Around the Town host on WGN-TV Morning News. Hi, Annabella Vall.
Hi. Extraordinary is a wonderful word because I'm anything but ordinary.
Well, that's how we should all strive for that, don't you think?
I know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm not ordinary, and that's pretty cool.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't mean that you're overly extraordinary. It just means extraordinary. It's more than ordinary, but not. I don't have a baseline for what extraordinary is, but
no, I know.
You're magnificent. Does that help?
No, I like extraordinary. I get called cute a lot, too, and at 43, cute is awesome.
Yeah, take that. Take that to the bank and enjoy that. What was what was your Around the Town this morning? I didn't get a chance to catch you.
It was the America's Beauty Show, which is the largest beauty show, and why I like to cover it is because no one else can get in unless they work in the industry. So it's kind of the show where you get to see what's new and what may be at your hairdressers or at, I don't know, Ulta or Sephora in a year or two. You get to see it firsthand, and it's kind of cool. I wore a pink wig, and it was fun. And then tomorrow, cider is kind of like the new beer. You know how we had all these artisanal beers? Well, I'm going to go to a place where they make cider.
You're going to be doing getting your day drinking on?
I'm telling you, this is the best gig in town. Every day something different and extraordinary. And, you know, I get to learn all the time, and I love it. And I get to also do some stand-up for great causes, like the ones we're talking about today.
Well, look at you. Look at, she knows how to pivot way better than I do. Like, I would have gone on and asked her more about Around the Town. She's like, let's get back to work here.
What a great transition.
It was a great
transition. That was extraordinary.
I'm sorry not to be there.
I know. I like hugging you. But that's...
I know. I'm so sorry. But, you know, my second job and the most important is being a mom. So I have to stay close to home so I can pick up and do all that.
And by the way, I know that you just posted a photo of your niece yesterday outside bundled up in a hoodie trying to enjoy the Chicago weather. Your niece is here from Puerto Rico because so she could go to school while everything is still in turmoil there, right?
Right. So she came in October when her parents had no power and her school had no power. And so she is going to a local high school, and then she went home in December but really liked it here. There was power back at home and at school, but she decided to finish her sophomore year here, and I have a really understanding husband who said, sure, the 16-year-old can stay. So we're in a 3-bedroom apartment with a teenager and 2 little kids.
Anna gets a practice. She gets a practice for when the kids are in high school.
And I have to say that when you live this far away and something like this happens in your hometown, this is the only way we felt like we could help. Besides donating and going to cover it with WGN, the aftermath of Hurricane Maria is still very present in Puerto Rico, and hurricane season starts again. And I live thousands of miles away. I've been living away from home for 22 years, and this is the only way we felt that we could make a difference in our family situation. So it's been an honor.
Well, and that's, again, why I wanted to bring you on with Senator Katowski. I know you guys haven't had the chance to meet, but we're going to have a great comedy night coming up. And I think that people often do feel like they want to help. Mm-hmm. They want to donate. But here's a great opportunity for us. And the way Senator Katowski and I met was at an Epilepsy Foundation evening of comedy. Anna and I do a lot of these events, and it's always just so it's just so heartwarming when you hear personal stories, when you know you're at least making some difference, and people are in the room together knowing they want to make the world a better place. Now, Anna, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch very many of Senator Katowski's run at jokes. He wants to do some stand-up for our event, Stand Up for Kids, coming up on May 24th at Stage 773. But, Anna, I hear he wants to try out a joke on us, and he wants to run it past the entire audience. 312-981-7200. I will put it up to the audience. They can call or text us if they feel that. And it's okay, Senator. There's no pressure.
Not feeling a lot.
All right, go ahead.
Just a few million people listening.
Something like that.
All across the country and the world. But I just want to say Anna's video was outstanding that she did, just telling me to leave it to the professionals. Mm-hmm. I'm trying, but
we're not trying to put you down. We just want you to relax.
Right. And you're just trying to relax and do what I'm good at, which is
stay in your lane.
With kids, stay in my lane. But here's what I'm thinking. I have another joke.
Okay.
Right, another quality joke. And say, what did the horse say when it tripped?
What did the horse say?
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up. I can't giddy up.
Is he Googling these? He's Googling these, Daddy.
No, these just come to me. These just come to me in the middle of the night. I have a notepad and I write them out. I mean, Google, is that a search? Is that like a search engine or something?
Yes, it's a search engine in the interweb.
The interweb.
Like my father calls it. Okay, Patty.
Yeah, I think that I honestly, Senator, we just want you to have as much fun as possible. And I don't want, don't take on extra stress. But you know what? Everyone can either vote on that joke as to whether or not Senator Katowski should make an appearance at our Stand Up for Kids event coming up on May 24th. You can also check out the other jokes that he has on their Instagram account for Child Surf.
And Facebook, too.
And
the Facebook as well, yes.
Where you will also find reactions from Annabella Ball and me.
You guys have, I've caught your act, and you guys are really genuinely funny.
We just love what we do.
Thank you.
And here's the thing, though. I would say this. What you've really communicated to me, Patty, in not-so-subtle terms, you said if you can't be a stand-up comedian, at least you can stand up for kids. And that's the message of that night, of the comedy night. We're so grateful to have Anna there and Patty and Ralphie Roberts. And it's going to be a great night for Child Surf. I'm really excited. And everyone in that room, they're there. And I think we have a lot of people who would love to be comedians like you and be professionals and make people laugh. And they're just, they just can't, right? And they don't have that kind of talent, that skill set, but they can't stand up for kids.
There you go.
And that's the whole idea.
There you go. I feel better, Anna. I think that we have encouraged Senator Katowski to help stay in his lane.
No.
We're letting him vent. I mean, he has plenty of platforms that he can get this out of his system before our event.
Yes, I agree. And here's the thing, too. I don't know how people are feeling about stand-up comedy today. I feel like maybe people are a little apprehensive about what comics do. Anna and I tend to do autobiographical material, a little bit observational. We tell stories about our lives. We're monologists. I don't make fun of anybody. Anna never does.
I can't, because then I'll have to interview them at some point.
That's good. Yeah.
I really can't do material. People are like, oh, you should talk about your experiences on TV. I said, I really can't. It would be dangerous, because I don't know when I'm going to see those people again.
Have you ever been asked to roast somebody? Because I've been asked many times. I did it once in 2001, and it went fine, but there was a lot of fighting amongst the people in the audience, because they had given me material they wanted me to do, and it was very specific, and I didn't like the feeling. I didn't like the kind of chaos that it caused, but it also isn't my nature to kind of go after people.
I don't like confrontation either.
I'm going to tell you this, though. Patty and I, when we met, your comedy was a way to build a bridge and to help, I think, people in my position and representatives like Representative Kifowit and Anderson understand better about the challenges facing families who have children who are going through difficulties and what families are facing. And it was a bridge to talk about that and also to advocate better. And our relationship came about as a result of that. And you did such wonderful work to do stand-up. It was stand-up for epilepsy.
Right.
And you did so much work to help people who have epilepsy, not just, I mean, get through the day, but also to help get the support they needed to have a quality of life. And that's a gift. And that's one of the things I think that's so wonderful about comedy, is you can kind of look at a situation and be a little bit lighter about it, but also at the same time give you the kind of insight that you need so you can be more informed if you're really good at it, like you and Anna are. You're really...
Anna Beba.
Yeah, yes.
You have to say it the way Bill
says. I'm trying to do this so she doesn't heckle me anymore. No. The video. So just so you know, this isn't like, totally self...
Patty made me. Patty made me.
Anna, I have to say, it has been so much fun doing comedy shows with you. I do want comedy to be in a little bit of a brighter light today, because people are really going after sort of the idea of mean comedy. But what we do is have fun, don't you think, Anna?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know. I think that we, because we're self-deprecating many times and we talk about our experiences, it's just... The way that we do comedy is just pointing the obvious. And I think I have a comedian friend, and he says this to us all the time, right, Patty? We don't apologize because we're comedians. We don't apologize for jokes. I don't take it that far, but I don't know. If you're going to have a comedian in an event like the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I mean, you invited her.
Right. Yeah, that was some...
You know her comedy. We're all vetted. You know, yeah. We send videos. People call producers and say, I want a clean act. I want a political act. I mean, you all vet her. So that's what... You know, maybe you didn't like her style, but this happens, I feel, every year. I feel like...
Every few years, yep. It does.
Every year they have somebody. Didn't that guy lose like a Comedy Central show because of it?
There was. Yeah, there was somebody. I can't remember who it was. But you're absolutely right. It comes up again. But that's why you and I are doing a night of positive energy.
Uh-huh.
It's all for a good time and for a good cause. Ralphie Roberts, Annabella Val, and I will all be at Stage 773, Stand Up for Kids, for Child Serve. Where can people go to get ticket information?
Oh, they can go to the Stage 773 website. I think it's www.stage73.com, and I get the tickets directly through there. It's $50 a ticket, a reasonably priced ticket. And for young professionals like Patty and Anna and Stephanie, sorry, Representative Anderson, you can for $40. That's not right. We're going after him because you know what I mean? That's not right.
Because he's across the aisle. Why you got to be like that?
Yeah, why you got to be like that? It's not right. So, anyways, the tickets are very reasonable, and it's going to be a great night. We're really excited about it. And Stage 773, the venue of 150 seats there, and I'm really looking forward to the night. And all I really have to do is like introduce the really funny people. And
I'm looking forward to the dad jokes. I'm looking forward to the dad jokes.
I have to find a good joke by the time the night right. Just at least say something to get like a couple guffaws.
I mean, if you're really writing these, it's commendable.
But if
I think I would have said I Googled them. Yeah. But I think you're putting time into it, and we can admire that. I wasn't a stand-up comedian. I started about 10 years ago with help from other people. So listen, baby steps.
What's so awesome.
Baby steps.
Yeah. What's Google? I don't know. What is that?
Don't forget to catch Anna tomorrow. She'll be you're not going to tell us which one, but you're going to check out one of the brand new cider distilleries.
They produce cider, and it's in Naperville.
Okay, excellent. Well, have fun day drinking. I'm jealous
it's
of your job.
Because I don't like cider, so I may have to...
Save me a bottle.
Okay, so that's what I'll say.
Okay, there you go. It's delicious. That's Annabella Val. Follow her on Twitter at Annabella Val, right? At Annabella Val?
Yes.
Annabella Val.
I just love it. Honestly, I just love that all of you say the full name. Thank God I took off the Maria, because could you imagine that mouthful? Ana Maria Belaval.
Ana Maria.
Ooh, I like
Belaval.
That, though.
Follow.
Right?
I love you, Anna. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
Too. Guys, thank you so much, and I'm so looking forward to the event in 2 weeks.
Blast. Thank you, Anna. We'll talk more about Child Serve when we come back in just a moment on 720 WGN. Okay. Senator Gutowski is the president and CEO of Child Serve. Tell us a little bit about this organization and how it got started.
Well, thanks for letting me on the show.
I'll let you talk uninterrupted. When you stop trying to do stand-up, we can have a conversation.
I know. It's almost freeing, though, to fail miserably in front of millions of people. I love it.
Yeah.
It's invigorating. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
Takes
myself.
More than once.
Anyway, Child Serve is an organization that we are dedicated to building better lives for children and families so they can reach their potential. And what we do is we protect, heal, and educate kids who are at risk, who've suffered from abuse and neglect and trauma, so they can have the best life possible. We do that through early childhood education for kids ages 0 to 5. We help them get ready for kindergarten, make sure they reach developmental milestones. These are kids living in poverty. And then we help children who've suffered from abuse and trauma to find a permanent loving home. 40 kids in our program last year were adopted. And then we work with kids who are homeless young adults and teenagers, make sure they have a place to live, make sure they get support they need, make sure they graduate from high school, and for the older kids that they're going to college or they have a job. And we serve 2,468 children and families every year. It's a wonderful place to work. It's a great opportunity to make sure that kids who are struggling just have the opportunity that a lot of people, I think, sometimes take for granted. And these are kids who work really, really hard. They're devoted. They're dedicated. They're committed. And they're loving kids, and they're just looking for someone to believe in them and give them an opportunity. So what you've been a part of helping us, which has been great. You were the...
It's been my honor.
Yeah.
And I when you say things that we take for granted, I mean, it's anything from backpacks with school supplies. And I went shopping recently to Mattress Firm because they have helped you supply kids with a bed. There's nothing more personal than having your own bed. bed to sleep in. Some of these kids, whether they were having to share beds, some of them sleeping on the floor, in whatever situation they were in, it means a lot in their lives.
Mattress Firm donated 17 mattresses for our kids in our group homes. There's teenagers ages 12 to 17, and it's a real big deal for a child to be able to sleep in a bed that's firm. That's clean, that's new, it's comfortable. And Mattress Firm was there when we needed all these new beds. There's been so many organizations that have stepped up, like HBK Engineering has been outstanding, Sasser Family Holdings. But what they do is, and so many churches in the Methodist community and otherwise, but last year we had 1,100 gifts donated at Christmas time for our kids. It was close to $60,000 worth of gifts. And these are kids who faced a lot of instability around the holiday, a lot of struggles. They don't get to see their families as much as they would like. And we make sure they have the best holiday, best Christmas possible. And then around the beginning of the school year, we have literally thousands of backpacks that are donated with school supplies and notebooks and books and paper and pencils and everything. So there's so many ways to get involved and make a difference in the life of a child. You can be a foster parent. You can be a mentor. Like you had said, the clear difference that I often see and when you meet the kids that we have in our care is that it's not that they can't make it. It's not that they don't have the intelligence. They do. They're just as smart as every other kid. They are just as resilient and dedicated, devoted. They just need an opportunity. Yeah. And they need an opportunity to be able to have somebody understand and believe in them and make sure that they have the support that's necessary to be successful.
And how do people find out more where they can donate, where they can volunteer, and if they're interested in fostering a child, how do they get a hold of you?
You go right on our website at www.childserv.org.
And why is the E not there?
The E is not there because our work isn't done yet.
And we'll have work to do as well on May 24th. We are going to be performing at Stage 773. Annabella Val, Ralphie Roberts, and I will be performing stand-up comedy, Stand Up for Kids. So thank you so much to everyone who has already bought tickets, and we'd love to see everybody there.